Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
From 1983, from the album Synchronicity, Wrapped Around Your Finger, The Police are your AOTD on this Tuesday throwback to the 80s. It's a great song, great video. A lot of wasted candles, but a good video nonetheless. So we're going to do Terrible Joke Tuesday at 5:20 this afternoon, and we have decided Chuck Norris jokes are acceptable today.
As they are every day.
As they are every day.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, we like the Chuck Norris jokes.
Hello, Kara.
Hello. Are you going to explain why you snapped at me before?
Well, I think you should.
Well, there was a meteorologist who, by the way, is a graduate of the University of Kansas. His name is Matt Laubhan, L-A-U-B-H-A-N, if you want to look him up on Twitter.
You'll get results.
Oh, you'll get results. Matt Laubhan works down in Tupelo, Mississippi. He's a meteorologist. He's a younger cat, been there for a while, though. And he apparently gets very excited when bad weather strikes. He's not exactly what I would describe as a comforting figure on television. He kind of freaks me out. And if I was watching him, I think I would be doing the rosary and begging Jesus for my eternal life. However, Matt has another KU grad who works down there in Tupelo, who's much older, named John, who works offset.
Yeah, John was like, you know, when Brian Busby's doing severe weather, you see Neville in the weather center.
In the background.
In the background, working, looking at the radar, especially during tornado season, feeding Brian information.
The information to save life.
This is John. Sweet, poor John.
But keep in mind, the main meteorologist here is Matt Laubhan, L-A-U-B-H-A-N, KU grad, from Russell, Kansas, working in Tupelo, Mississippi. And yes, when you think you hear clapping or snapping, you are hearing clapping and snapping.
Now we do have reports, John. We do now have reports from the Mathiston area.
On the ground, John, I need you off the phone. I need you to check radar, and I need you to look at this tornado warning up here. I need to see if I need to be on it or if I need to stay on this for a second since I have this ripping through a town.
Debris mode here, make sure we don't have anything. Well, now, what is that? Okay, we need to verify that. That could potentially be a tornado debris signature there on storm track Doppler radar. You know what happened, John? In the 5 minutes we didn't have radar data, it produced a tornado.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, John!
You know what, John?
Do you know what happened there? John!
John, the producer of all weather that is severe. Tornado wasn't there. And then you screwed up, John.
That's right. You showed up for work, and then the tornadoes come.
God bless him.
I would beat this guy within an inch of his life.
And then Sweet John's like, oh, he's just excited about the weather. It's fine.
No. Listen to what John says, because
this went viral very quickly.
Matt.
This went viral.
I need to be careful with my language here.
This went viral. And Matt, so right after, someone either told Matt or...
Yeah, stop being a jerk.
Yeah, you need to apologize. That sounded really bad. I know it's a stressful situation.
John.
There was a tornado on the ground.
Oh, and
and I want to apologize for clapping at you.
Oh, like it was, no.
Well, apparently it's going viral, but...
that's what I hear, you know.
Well, it's one of those, like, I couldn't get your attention.
It's the same thing when Tom Brady's running around and said, now, you've seen this on TV. You know, what is Tom doing? People are sitting there, they're just kind of like not as intense. And this guy right here, I'm joking about it, but he is the Tom Brady of weather.
I mean, come on now.
Well, I don't know about that. Yeah, we all know about that. You're not. You're a jerk.
Then the apology was just awkward.
He's the Tom Brady of weather.
You know, if you missed us at 2 o'clock.
Tupelo, Mississippi.
I said this and I stand by it. So help me if anyone ever talked to me like that on the air or off, but specifically on, I would, John had a microphone on. I would have gotten up and addressed it right then and there.
Debris mode here. Make sure we don't have anything. Well, now, what is that?
I don't know, KU-trained meteorologist. What is that? Why don't you simmer down, you freak?
Okay, we need to verify that. That could potentially be a tornado debris signature there on storm track Doppler radar. You know what happened, John?
Okay, right there.
Right there! Yeah.
I jump out of my seat, run across the Weather Channel floor, and kick him square in his nuts.
I would have probably done that after the snapping and the clapping. Because if you're a dog, you can snap and clap.
Yeah.
If you are trying to get the attention of a dog, and I don't even like it when people do that with children.
Mm-mm.
But with an adult, probably, what, 20 years his senior?
Yes.
Who's been in this business?
Clearly.
And much longer.
Let's be honest. All right, TV is a medium of visual, okay? We all get that. And that's fine. Matt Lobin is a semi-decent looking fit kid.
20-something, would you say?
Early 30s. Probably early 30s. John is a goofy looking,
like super smart looking weather
Rod,
guy.
Who is the guy in Office? I didn't mean to snap at you. I'm snapping to like jar my memory.
I understand.
I think he just snapped at you.
Milton.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like Milton from Office Space.
He does not look like Milton.
Yes, he does, Dana. Yes, he does. John looks like Milton from Office Space. He does not have a face for television.
But he's probably been there many years and does a very good job.
And I'm sure he's really good at predicting the weather. Yes. But he has a deep Southern drawl, and he looks like Milton. So he's never going to really be on TV.
That aside... Anyone listening right now,
so if here comes Matt,
25 years your junior, snaps and claps at you at work and then speaks to you in that tone.
That's an on-camera tackle.
I think, speaking of Tom Brady, full-on football maneuver, you're going down on live TV.
And the worst thing is, they probably went to break or went to some other guy at the weather center, whatever. And people were saying, Matt, listen, they're killing you on Twitter, man. You were a complete jerk. You know what I mean? And then they said, John, you need to just come out, accept his apology, be very complimentary. And then John, fearing for his job, is like, well, he is the Tom Brady of weather forecast.
Except he sounds so genuine. You know he wasn't forced to do this.
Really?
He sounds so genuine.
Tom Brady of weather forecasting? You're in Tupelo, Mississippi.
You know what? Here's the deal. He released a statement today on his work Facebook page. God love him. John.
Yeah.
And said,
he's probably got a kid going to college next year and doesn't want to lose his gig.
We are all a team. He did explain, it is not my job when the radar crashes. I'm not a computer person. The radar did crash. Matt was frustrated the radar crashed.
Matt's tires are now flat.
He did say, it is not my job to reboot the radar system. We were both frustrated trying to figure it out. And so he put on a much nicer face a day later than most of us would.
Yeah.
I would have been like, listen here, you snot-nosed, Doppler-spotting weather nerd.
Here's some radar right in your crotch.
I was spotting tornadoes while your mom was still wiping your butt. Matt.
I mean, The nerve of this complete DB, and I don't want to use the word because I know.
But here's the deal, Scott, and I've always said this: on your worst day at work, on your worst day, you would not want people to see you on your worst day. Like, just take off behind the scenes on your worst day.
Okay? Fair.
Maybe this was just his worst day, and he has learned from this, and will never, ever, ever treat anyone like that again because it's bad.
Debris mode here. Make sure we don't have anything. Well, now, what is that?
Okay, let me stop it right there. I may or may not have a degree in broadcast journalism. I do. If you're a meteorologist in the middle of a tornado warning, the key words not to say are, what is that?
It's coming at you!
Okay, I
for
know...
For God's sakes, take cover!
I know I'm new to this game. I've only been at KMBZ for about, I don't know, a quarter of a century. The key words not to say during a tornado warning are, what is that? Okay? Continue.
Okay, we need to verify that. That could potentially be a tornado debris signature there.
Okay, let's go over this.
Stop it.
Are we sure that this kid got a degree from KU?
I am, and I give him a hall pass on that, and here's why.
Let's go over that again.
Severe weather coverage is stressful.
I understand.
And there was a tornado
which required,
on the
Dana,
ground.
Dana.
It requires
Dana,
calm.
You and I went to the same school.
It requires calm.
That's right. That's exactly right.
John.
You need to calm the blank down.
On storm track Doppler radar, you know what happened, John? In the 5 minutes we didn't have radar data, it produced a tornado.
So the 5 minutes you didn't have radar data. sorry. That was a slip. So it was the 5 minutes that you didn't have radar data, that's what produced the tornado? I don't think so. Matt?
I think when Weir comes on, you guys have to call him John.
Okay, so here's the thing.
The entire time.
I have been just waiting to have some interaction with anyone named John today. Because, like, at 1 a.m., I was giggling in bed, and I looked over at my husband, and I go, could you just stop doing that, John? But that doesn't make sense because his name's not John.
No, it's Chris.
But Jonathan Weir's name is John, and I cannot wait. That time he walked in here.
And I want to apologize for clapping at you.
Oh, like no.
Apparently it's going viral. But,
that's what I hear. You know.
You know who else he reminds me of? Marty McFly.
Yes.
Yes.
The laughing right there. It's okay, Biff.
Oh, bless his heart. You know what?
It's okay, Biff. I'm gonna polish the car for you real good now. Get you ready for prom.
I think they were stressed.
Am I wrong, Rod? He sounds like Marty McFly.
I just want to give him a hug.
Okay, Biff.
I want to tell Matt, do not talk to your colleagues like that. If you do that in a bigger city, they'll run over you with the live Doppler van.
Listen to him right here and tell me he doesn't sound like Marty McFly.
Well, apparently it's going viral, but...
that's what I hear, you know.
Well, it's one of those, like...
He sounds like Marty McFly!
You know what? I hope John, which I cannot say now without going, John, I hope he gets the job he wants out of this. And if this is the job he wants in Tupelo, Mississippi, God love him, he can...
Sorry, George McFly, beg your pardon.
He can be a meteorologist down there for the rest of his days. But I hope he gets something bigger out of this, if that's what he wants to do.
Terrible Joke Tuesday is next. Kara Marks at Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks. Terrible Joke Tuesday, 22980. Make it arable, but terrible. Hey, you know, this Mother's Day, for a limited time only, 23andMe is taking $30 off their Health Plus Ancestry Kit until May 13th. A 23andMe Health and Ancestry Kit is the perfect gift for Mother's Day. Celebrate what makes mom special with personalized genetic insights on her health, her traits, and more. And with the Health Plus Ancestry Kit, you and mom can celebrate your genetic similarities and your differences as you explore your shared connection with more than 125 personalized genetic reports on your health, traits, and so much more. I did 23andMe about 9 months ago. I was amazed by what I found out. Give mom a gift that is truly unique. Give mom a gift that's thoughtful. Give mom a gift that's insightful and caring. She can learn how her genetics could influence her health. And this Mother's Day, get $30 off 23andMe's health and ancestry kit at 23andMe.com/parks. That's the number 23andMe.com/parks. Again, that's 23andMe.com/parks. Offer ends May 13th. All right, we got to do this quick. So, it's Terrible Joke Tuesday. We had to move it back a little bit. So, Rod and Dana, there are listen to the story, man. It's a true story. There are two fish in a tank, okay?
Okay.
One looks at the other and says, "You man the guns, I'll drive."
Oh, that's about the best way that would work. Hey, you guys know what sinks well together?
What does sink well together?
All those people that were on the Titanic.
Rodney!
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
Do you know how much your bones weigh?
No.
A skeleton.
What do you get when you cross poison ivy with a four-leaf clover?
Ooh, good question.
What's that?
A rash of good luck.
Oh.
Nice.
Hey, do you guys ever wonder why the can crusher quit his job?
Why did the can crusher quit his job?
Well, he told me. He said it was so depressing.
So depressing.
Did you hear about the hippie that drowned? The lifeguard couldn't save him. What? You know, because he was too far out, man.
Oh, my gosh, Rodney!
Huh.
Kara.
Do you ever wonder why pediatricians are so angry, Rod? I mean, I see it all the time.
Why is that?
Because they have little patients.
Mm. Okay.
I don't know a lot about Sweden, but their flag is a huge plus.
Yeah, it's Switzerland.
It is.
It's a bad joke.
Hey, Dana.
Yes?
Do you know what the clock does when it's hungry?
No, what does the clock do when it's hungry?
It goes back 4 seconds.
Rod, do you ever wonder sometimes, Dana maybe, if glass coffins will ever catch on?
No.
It remains to be seen.
Hey, a set of jumper cables walked into a bar and said, "Hey, can I get a drink in here?" And the bartender says, "I suppose, but don't be starting nothing."
The past, the present, and the future all walk into a bar.
Ooh.
It was tense.
As the cucumbers were on their way to the packing plant, one cucumber said to the other as they arrived and they were dropped into the vat, "We're in a pickle now."
You guys ever wonder why oysters don't donate to charity?
Why? No. Why?
It frustrates me too. They're shellfish.
Oh, no.
You ever wonder, like when you go to the zoo, why flamingos stand on one leg?
I don't know. Why do they?
Because if they pulled up the other one, moron, they'd fall.
Okay.
A sheep, a drum, and a snake fall off a cliff.
Okay.
Ba-dumps.
The rabbi joke, by the way, is very funny.
My dog used to always chase people on bicycle. But I had to take his bicycle away because it was just ridiculous.
Did I ever tell you about the time I got fired from the bank? Yeah, no, I worked at a bank one time. And they fired me. Woman comes in, says, "Check my balance." I pushed her over.
Kara, did you know 6:30 is the best time of day, hands down?
I did. Oh, wow. That's a thinker. That's a thinker.
Do you ever wonder, like, if you were in the ocean, and we got to get to the news, but have you ever wondered, I've wondered this myself a lot, how many tickles it takes to make an octopus laugh?
How many?
Tentacles.
Kara, who do chickens vote for in the presidential election?
Who?
Barack Obama.
Newsroom, Kara Marxer.
All right, the search is on for a woman obsessed with a Columbine High School shooting. That's next.
You know, the average guy will spend 3,000 hours of his lifetime shaving. So don't waste 4 months of your life overpaying for poor performing razors and invest that time with Harry's. Quality shaving supplies at a fair price. I've been using Harry's for years. I can attest and swear by the quality and the price. Join the 10 million men and me who have tried Harry's. Get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, shaving gel, travel cover, For just $3 plus free shipping, all you have to do is use the code word PARKS when you go to harrys.com. Harry's founders were just two regular guys that were tired of paying for overpriced gimmicks. And Harry's believes in their products so much that they'll give you your money back if you don't love your shave. That's a 100% quality guarantee. And for a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for listeners of Dana and Parks. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with the code word PARKS at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use the code word PARKS at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Use the code word PARKS at checkout and claim your offer.
5:32 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. The FBI and other authorities are looking for a woman who's believed to be connected to a threat against schools in Jefferson County, Colorado, including Columbine High School. Sol Pays is considered armed and dangerous. Jefferson County's sheriff spokesman Mike Taplin says schools were placed on lockout. No one allowed in for a time.
The students are safe. Schools were let out on time. All after-school activities were running as normal other than at Columbine High School. After-school activities were canceled.
Saturday marks 20 years since the shooting at Columbine. The Missouri Supreme Court has upheld Governor Mike Parson's appointment of Mike Kehoe as lieutenant governor. Parson had been serving as lieutenant governor and was elevated to the state's top job when Governor Greitens resigned. He appointed fellow Republican Kehoe to replace him as lieutenant governor. Since Missouri's governor and lieutenant governor are elected separately, Democrats sued. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Dana right here for Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. If you are looking to buy something fun and sparkly, if you are looking to sell something fun and sparkly, give Scott and Steve a call. They will buy your old estate, used jewelry, the stuff you've got shoved in the back of a drawer. Maybe you have something that was passed down to you that you would like to wear, but it's not quite you. They will rework that and repurpose that into something you will wear every single day. Give Scott and Steve a call by private appointment only. And remember, they are wholesalers, and that means you're going to save buckets of money. In most cases, your specifically designed piece will be about half price or better. Half price or better. I always tell people, price them first, price them last. It does not matter. Wholesale prices will not be beat in the fine jewelry industry. 913-660-9609 is the number to call by private appointment only. 913-660-9609 or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
Very nice evening to get out. Not too windy, but very mild. Temperatures in the 70s for the most part, down to 60 by tomorrow morning. Increasing clouds throughout the day on Wednesday, a south wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, some that could be on the strong side. High temperature 77. It drops about 22 degrees between Wednesday and Thursday, a high of 55 on Thursday. A couple showers mainly for the morning drive, and then skies will once again clear out. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
It's make him stop talking.
It's 80 degrees right now. KCI 81 downtown, 88 your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
That awkward moment when Sting should be playing and Sting is not playing. John.
Thanks a lot, John. For real.
You know, it's not like I'm supposed to know what I'm doing, okay? So, I do somebody a favor so that they can go to the bathroom, and all I do is get yelled at.
Did you know that businesses have to give you a restroom break, but they do not have to give you a rest or meal break?
That is correct.
Because if you were listening to the show, you would know that today, John.
John.
I'm sorry, I have my own show to prepare for.
Focus on ours.
Okay.
Focus.
Maybe my show. You know how like they have The Walking Dead, and then after The Walking Dead,
right,
they have the post.
Yes.
Walking the Talking
with Chris,
Dead.
Whatever is
Chris Hardwick.
I love
I'll be your guys' Chris Hardwick. I'll be like. So
I
earlier on Dana and Parks, yeah, they said this.
I think that's a good
what
idea.
What did you guys think about this?
Let's
really
break
explore
that down,
this.
John.
Is Scott actually a zombie?
You haven't heard this clip?
I have not.
We've been waiting all day to be around someone named John. So thank you.
It doesn't, John. It shouldn't take much effort. All right.
So this is a guy named Matt Lobin, and he's a meteorologist down in Tupelo, Mississippi, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they're getting some tornadoes this week, or we're getting some tornadoes. And there's a guy named John, think Milton from Office Space, who's off camera, who is not...
He's getting clapped at. Just play it.
Clap.
I'm explaining
this. Be nice to John. John has had a rough week.
John is not good looking enough to be on air.
Okay? I think you're wrong.
So he's
now we
rated.
Do have reports, John. We do now have reports from the Mathiston area.
On the ground, John, I need you off the phone. I need you to check radar, and I need you to look at this tornado warning up here. I need to see if
it
I
gets
need
worse,
to
wait.
If I need to stay on this for a second since I have this ripping through a town.
Debris mode here, make sure we don't have anything. Well, now, what is that? Okay, we need to verify that. That could potentially be a tornado debris signature there. On storm track Doppler radar. You know what happened, John? In the 5 minutes we didn't have radar data, it produced a tornado.
Oh, and
you know what happened, John?
John!
Wow.
In 5 minutes, we didn't have radar data. A tornado touchdown,
takes me
John.
Back to my days as a producer.
Or as a son.
I don't even know that a parent talks to their child. That is the most condescending. It was so condescending.
No, it was worse as a child because it was Johnny. Oh.
That's
so much worse.
Or he just drove off when you didn't perform properly at a baseball game.
No, my dad wouldn't like yell at me or be like, hey,
he would just drive off.
He would just abandon me. Or abuse me through neglect.
I would have walked out of that studio. Yeah. And I would not have even known about this story, but I start giggling in bed. It was like 12:30 this morning because Michael Mackey of MichaelMackey.com.
Oh, no. Or in Kansas City Mac.
This story. And then he just walks in and we're going, John.
And you're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome, John.
Yeah, Michael Mackey was calling me earlier. And that's why I messed up the intro music when we were coming back.
Clap
so
on, clap
why don't you
off.
Clap at him?
The clapper. Mm-hmm.
I noticed you brought some of my property back with you.
I said last night, Michael, that man not only warned all of Mississippi about a tornado, he also turned off my grandmother's bedroom lights.
Mm-hmm. He did.
The clapper.
I need you to reenact what he said on TV because I know that you can do it so fabulously. I heard it in your voice when I read it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like actually watched him do it, but I still hear it in your voice.
Now, which one of you thought that he was being really fakey when he came back?
Oh, I did
for
not.
The apology.
Think
the apology was legit.
Was not genuine.
Fake. Horribly fake.
Disingenuous. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here, microphone closer because you're kind of like bobbing in and out.
Disingenuous.
All
right.
John,
gotcha.
For that, John.
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 Bastard.
This is what happens, John. John.
You know what it reminds us all of?
Clap on. Clap off. Clap on, clap off. The clapper.
God! That timing on the clapper part always throws me off.
Remember the angry old lady when they go clap on, clap off, the clapper?
Ah.
She would clap and go, rah, and
what is it?
Roll over in bed.
Every commercial like that, they always have to have at least one angry woman because they have the clapper is like, ah!
Yeah.
That woman, she's just mad that she has to turn a light on.
She's mad that she's still here.
She like claps her hands together like a pterodactyl clapping its jaws together. And then there's the Medic Alert commercial where you know what I'm talking about?
The ladies, I can't get up.
No. It's the woman who's like, she's like, you know, when I was hurt and I needed help and no one was there to help me, Medic Alert was there to help me.
Where's your family?
Yeah. Yeah, it's obvious like they abandoned me. They don't care about me. Medic Alert cares about me.
I'm talking to you, John.
Medic Alert doesn't corner me on my drinking.
Hey, did you hear today, in all seriousness, a truck overturned on I-70? It was loaded with Vicks Vapor Rub.
Oh.
There was no congestion for hours.
Dana!
Hi, Michael Mackey.
Hi, I'm leaving. I just wanted to come and show the love.
So glad you did.
Say shalom.
Shalom.
What else did you come to do?
I came to drop off your iron.
Whose iron?
You borrowed an iron?
There was an ironing incident over the weekend, and since Scott and I live within mere feet of each other.
Do you not own an iron?
Gay man who does not own an iron.
I do not.
Just let that sink in for a minute.
You're talking to the woman whose children came in once and said, what's that surfboard thing in the laundry room? They did not know what an ironing board was because I do not iron.
So there you go. I don't iron. I am ironed for. I take my clothes to the laundry mat.
I'm an ironer.
I got that memo because you have the industrial strength bottle of premium starch.
Well, you even have starch?
Yes, I do.
What do you starch?
My shirts.
What are you, 104?
No, I am a proper person.
who always wears tracksuits.
When have you worn pants?
When I have to wear fine clothing to like a funeral or a wedding.
Okay, so the next time someone dies, the starch comes out.
Yes.
That would explain why this bottle is so full.
What is starch?
Starch is a fine product that makes your shirts and your pants very stiff.
What is starch? That's something like my grandma used in 1926.
And by the way, this is extra starch, but it's called premium starch. And it's faultless.
It's the starchiest starch around.
Did it work? Listen to this.
It is an odorless, tasteless white substance occurring wildly in plant tissue and obtained chiefly from cereals and potatoes.
Well, I'll tell you what it else does is make my shirts very firm.
I don't think anyone uses this. I think it's you and like my great aunt Leona.
Did you use it?
I did.
Yep. Did it work?
That's the very first time in my entire life I've used starch, but yes, there was an ironing emergency and starch was needed and it worked like a charm.
Okay, starch is the most important carbohydrate in the human diet. It's not the same thing. Like potatoes are not the same thing
as
what you...
Look up starch ironing. I think you're looking up the wrong starch.
I think it might be the same thing.
All I know is that this makes your shirts and your pants very firm.
Let's remember that the last time I saw you all gussied up, young man, was Dana's wedding.
That's true.
I bet he's had that can since 1986.
That's not
since
true.
Since Reagan was in office.
That's not true. You know, it's funny that you guys are making fun of me because I iron my clothes. I'm so sorry.
You don't wear pants to work. And
I am wearing pants.
You rarely wear shoes. So yes, the fact that you own starch
and an iron
really odd to me.
And not just any iron. It's a fancy schmancy.
Thank you.
It's like a really...
Well, I'm pretty proud of it.
I would be too. It has all. It's a Black & Decker. It has all the bells and whistles that one would need.
Chris asked me once to pick up another iron because his was like on the fritz. He's an ironer of things. I am not. And he texted me. I was at the store. He said, "Hey, do you mind? Are you at Target? Can you grab an iron?" And I said, "Can you describe it?"
Oh my God!
I don't iron. I'm not an ironer.
I am an ironer.
Like a nine iron.
That's why you have a surfboard downstairs.
That's right.
Chicks dig me. Because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual.
Do you ever go to the dry cleaners?
You can make your own liquid spray starch.
Do you ever go to the dry cleaner?
Never.
Okay. Because they always ask you, what kind of starch would you like? And you always say, I want the heavy starch.
I want cowboy starch.
I want George Strait starch.
I want the shirt to stand up by itself.
That's
right. What
about
your jeans? You don't starch your jeans, do you?
No, of course not. But when you touch my dress shirt, I want you to cut your finger.
Same-sies.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, if you've ever lived in Texas, yes, they starch their jeans.
That is true.
This is a very boring conversation.
I was going to say, how did we get from John to your pants?
Mackie showed up.
Bermuda Triangle of bizarre laundry.
Starch!
Discussions.
For some reason, when Mackie's around, I get to talking about my pants.
When you're looking for a new car, you want three things. You want comfort, you want safety, and of course, you want affordability. You get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And that, my friends, is a rating well-earned. And right now, Olathe Kia is trying out something new. It's called the Olathe Kia Direct. Really cool. Where they bring the car to you. It is an all-new, time-saving test drive experience with a new Kia delivered straight to your front door. And when it comes to safety, Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself. And then we'll see you at Olathe Subaru and Olathe Kia.
Hey, spring is here. Call my folks at Seal Once KC and let's start sprucing up all of those outdoor areas of our home. So your deck, your driveway, your patio, your big expensive fence, your privacy fence. Seal Once KC will come out clean and seal and permanently protect all of those high ticket items. And they offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration when they do it. They'll do your inside too, your cracked or stained garage or basement floors. That looks fantastic and is so easy to keep clean. They'll put down that permanent polymer decorative coating. We have it on our garage. We're getting ready to put it in a bedroom. It looks amazing. Call them today. They can do it for you. Get on the schedule now. 816-942-3927. 816-942-3927. Go to sealoncekc.com today.
a story here out of Australia. An Australian babysitter has been left shaken and upset after discovering that the parents of the children that she was caring for were watching her through cameras. The experienced nanny was babysitting for children between the ages of 6 and 13 and allowed two of them to stay up a little later than their bedtime, as it was Saturday night. But as the clock struck 8:40 p.m., the stated bedtime, the parents started watching from afar and were furious to see that while some of the kids were asleep, two were playing chase together. The parents turned on the cameras exactly when their bedtime was.
Oh, good Lord.
This is from the babysitter on a Facebook page. When their bedtime was, and I got a really rude phone call, and they rushed home early, and every one of them was asleep like they should have been. I was upset. My heart was racing, so I pulled over my car to type this text, said the babysitter. Australian law across all states says that it is illegal to covertly record the actions of a nanny or other contracted people while they are conducting work on your property. If you do have a babysitter in your home and the cameras are installed, law states you need to make them aware that they will be recorded and before they have started working for you.
We're going to talk about this tomorrow, and here's why.
Okay.
So many of us have these cameras in the home.
Mm-hmm. You do.
They are so obvious. The ones I'm talking about are so obvious. Mm-hmm. I mean, even when they start recording, they flash red. If you're looking, you can see it.
It's your property. Don't you have the right, or shouldn't you have the right to record anything that occurs inside of it?
I wonder about that covert word, and I don't know what the laws or the rules are here.
You're in my house!
If it's Australia, they're weird.
Well, but even here, I've never...
More worried about drop bears and
I've never said
clouds.
To a babysitter, if we had one, I don't think I would say, hey, FYI, you're being monitored. I mean, that's weird.
Well, according to Australian law, you have to. This is my house.
This goes back to the nanny cams back in the early 2000s. Those became super popular. Mm-hmm. And people did catch sitters doing horrible things on these hidden cameras.
Yeah.
My point as a young mother at the time was always this. If your radar is going off enough and you have that feeling that something is going wrong as a mother, so bad that you have to install a hidden nanny cam.
No, wait a minute.
Then you should not have that person in your house anyway.
No, wait a minute. Let's be fair here, Dana, with all due respect. You have cameras inside your home, correct?
In plain sight everywhere.
Fine. Why did you install those?
Oh, I love them.
Why did you install those?
They're so good for a lot of things. If something would happen, I like to have a camera there.
Keeps honest people honest.
It takes away any notion in their teenage years, and it gives them an excuse to tell their friends, you can't pull that stuff over here. There's cameras everywhere.
Right.
It takes the pressure off of the teenager who's having friends over in the summer.
But let's say, and your children range in many ages, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Let's say you did when Willem was younger, okay, you had a babysitter come over because the girls were going to be gone. Jack is out with his friends from high school.
Yeah.
And you and Chris wanted to go out for dinner on a Saturday night. So you didn't want to leave Willem home alone. You had a babysitter.
Okay.
You wouldn't look?
Probably not.
You wouldn't look.
Once you have them, you don't, it just becomes something that's there. It's usually when something happens, you go back to look. Mm. And usually that something is one of the kids falling down the stairs, laughing hysterically, texting me, OMG, I just fell down the stairs. I'm sure it's caught on tape. And it is. That's literally for all of the thousands of dollars we've spent. We spend a lot of time laughing at kids falling downstairs.
Is there anything wrong with keeping cameras hidden in the house with a babysitter?
I feel like if you're hiding it, you're worried enough that you probably shouldn't even be hiring that person. Why are you hiding a camera? To catch them doing what? If you think you're going to catch them doing something, why are you hiring them?
But I go back to something I read from a famous rock star years ago on Twitter. Love many, trust few.
Okay.
I trust very few people.
You're right. I got locks on my doors. I mean, I lock everything.
Mm-hmm. I love a lot of people. I love Rod. I love you.
You wouldn't spy on us and a hidden camera in your house.
If you guys were in my house without me there, the hell I wouldn't.
I've been there.
So for all of you, and this is why we're going to bring this back tomorrow, if you have very strong feelings about whether or not you should be able to do this with a nanny in the house, I want you to ask yourself this question. The next time you rent a VRBO, the next time you are in an Airbnb, ooh, do you not feel ooh like you have the right to know you are being surveilled in someone else's space? You've paid for the privilege of staying there.
As long as it's not in the bedroom?
Well, how do you know it's not in the bedroom?
Well, I would assume that it wouldn't be, because that's where the magic happens.
You just said trust few, and now we're assuming there's not
a
camera in the
bedroom? I don't
want to
watch people have sex.
Well, how do you know the person you're renting from isn't a weirdo?
Define weirdo.
That would be a weirdo.
Somebody having
sex?
Camera
in the bedroom.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying somebody having sex is a weirdo.
No, someone renting out one of those places and putting that in the bedroom is weird. You don't want to know when you are going into someone's house that camera's in there?
We'll explore more tomorrow.
I think we should, because that should not be legal. No way should that be legal.
On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great...
I'm walking around naked in the kitchen.
The great Rod Babcock, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be good.
Happening now on KMBZ, a Wyandotte County deputy finds himself on the other side of the law. More next.
Hey, you know, Sue and Tim needed to sell their North Kansas City home, so they called the only agent that I trust, that you should trust, Chip Glennon. And Chip's large pool of qualified buyers made him the smart choice. And in just one day on the market, 10 showings produced, the home sold for $5,000 over asking. Why wouldn't you call Chip Glennon first to sell your home? Maybe you're tired of all the drama when it comes to selling your home, the waiting, the empty promises. You got to call Chip Glennon, whose team is on pace to be the number one real estate team in Kansas City by 2021. Chip Glennon with Glennon Real Estate Experts of Keller Williams guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline that you agree to, or he'll buy it. He takes the drama out of selling your home. Call the only agent endorsed by Barbara Corcoran of Shark Tank. And who are we kidding? The only agent I'll ever call when it comes time to sell my home, Chip Glennon. Call him today at 866-872-5556. 866-872-5556 or online at kcguarantee.com. That's kcguarantee.com, and start packing.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.